be seated. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Pucci.
Gerald Duffy for the plaintiffs.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Duffy.
Your Honor, I'm Laird Hill. I believe at this point I'm representing Mr. Joy in the bankruptcy proceeding.
All right, and Mr. Hill, and you are, you had previously had an appearance on behalf of the defendant, Joy.
That's correct, Your Honor.
All right. And is this Mr. Joy here?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And Mr. Joy, is it your understanding that Mr. Hill is no longer representing you on this matter?
I heard say it must be 4 months ago on the matter. You're talking about 3ABN?
Yep. Versus Joy? I am.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Mr. Hill is no longer affiliated with this case as far as being your legal representative. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
All right, thank you. Mr. Pickle?
Yes.
Can you hear me all right, sir?
Yes, I can, Your Honor.
All right. And Mr. Pickle, you are not represented by counsel in this matter. Is that also correct?
I guess I'm not familiar with the legal technicalities of all of that. I mean, the way I understood it was he'd be representing me until he withdraws his appearance, even if I am pro se. But if that's not technically correct, I guess it's not correct.
Well, I have a notice filed by you in which you are filing your appearance pro se.
That's correct.
Mr. Hill, did you ever have an appearance on behalf of Mr. Pickle?
Yes, sir. I appeared with him without the
answer. Okay. And is it your understanding that you are withdrawing as his counsel on this matter as well?
As I mentioned to your deputy, I was up until 3 hours of the morning discussing this case with him. But as far as a matter of appearance, Mr. Pickle is making an appearance pro se.
All right. So you are, just so that we're real clear about this, you are not representing either party in this matter.
That's a party say.
Well, is that what you say? Don't fence with me. I just need to know: are you in or are you out?
For purpose of this discussion, I'm out. I've continued to get them the notices and convenience for electronic filing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're either in for all purposes or out for all purposes. You just can't file a special appearance for a status conference.
Your Honor, for the matter, as a matter of bankruptcy, I'm representing Mr. Joy and objecting on the basis of violence.
Well, that's a different issue, and we can talk about that. But as far as representation of either Mr. Joy or Mr. Pickle on this matter, you are not their lawyer.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you. All right. Mr. Pickle, is that your understanding as well?
I guess it is now after I've heard this discussion.
All right. Good. Now, Mr. Joy, with respect to my order of November 2nd, 2007, have you done what I asked you to do?
We made contact with Mrs. Sayers. And confirmed, I got a letter from her, I believe, on the 7th. About 6, I'm sorry. And I didn't pick
it up. Who is Ms. Hayes?
Ms. Hayes is counsel for 3ABN.
Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, she's a lawyer in my office.
Okay.
She had asked to, on the 6th, she had asked if it was possible for them to come and copy the on the 9th. I didn't pick that up until late on the 7th, and I responded personally on the 8th to let her know that I could be available. Letting her also know that I'd be ill, or still ill, so I would still be happy to, host them for that purpose. She gets back to me, I believe, late on the 8th, and said that she wanted to reschedule it for another day. but she also requested that we make them available. Let's see, she asked if they, I have copies here. She asked to make the, she asked if we make them available by just simply shipping them to Minnesota. To that, I have not responded. I felt we were too close to the status conference to really get into the debate about the scope of discovery. So I decided that I would defer the answer to that until we got here.
How about the first paragraph of the order where I ask you to supply a listing of your equipment? Have you done that one for me? Okay, great. Did you file that with the court as I requested? Because I didn't see it if you did.
Oh, I may not have filed it.
You did serve it on your opponents, though.
I gave them, yeah.
Okay.
You got a list of equipment by email on November 8th.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Pucci or Mr. Duffy, do you, what, if anything, do you want to say about this specific issue, and then we can go into anything else that you want to talk about?
Well, Your Honor, I want to pick up compliance with the court status conference order, and I want to hopefully leave this courtroom today with something that can work in terms of trying to preserve the status quo with regards to the electronic data.
Mm-hmm. How many devices are we talking about?
There are five different lists. If it would help the court, I can give you a copy of the list that was emailed. So I only copy, but this is your email.
All right, and of the list, what is it that you are interested in getting the copies of the drive, the storage device, rather?
Well, unfortunately, you have my only copy of the list, so...
Would you? Yeah, would you? That would be great.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Joy, where are those stuff that's in that list, where is that located physically?
Your Honor, when the what we did is we vacated the premises of our office, and the actual machines, including the computer inoperable, I had them brought to, I have an office in my basement, and I had them brought there and stored there for purposes of obviously holding them, pending the decision of this court related to the manner of discovery, and so all five of the machines are there in the basement.
And where's that?
At my home.
And where's that?
West Wilson, that's the
right.
And so they're there, they've always been there, and frankly, I guess that brings up another issue here, and that is the court's never really made a decision on the first issue relating to the form of discovery. And now we're into issues related to scope of discovery.
Actually, all I'm talking about at this time is preservation of...
But we have made it clear in several memoranda, Your Honor, as well as in direct representations to this court, that those things are in our care, custody, and control, and are in no danger of disappearance.
Well,
preservation has been made.
Well, I'm not... Sure, I agree with you, but we'll come back to that. I'm just trying to find out where everything is, and then we can go from there. So the devices that you have referenced are in West Boylston, Massachusetts, in your basement?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Mr. Pucci or Mr. Duffy, can you get your person to whoever it is you want to West Boylston to Mr. Joy's basement?
Frankly, Judge, I hope that when the machines got transferred from a business setting to a personal residence, that we might avoid entering his personal residence, avoid further complications and invasions, issues of privacy that we're frankly not interested in invading. So my preference would be to find a neutral site. If they're not going to be FedEx, to find a neutral site that would be convenient for all parties, and where my experts have the ability to set up their equipment and lay it out. And I think two obvious choices. One is the federal courthouse in Worcester would be a place that they can get to, presumably work with the clerk's office and find a room, and be able to set up and access the data there. Alternative is my office on the campus. And so those are really the three options.
Do you, I'm looking at the list. Are you, thank you, Lisa, for doing that. Are you interested in the fax machines?
Yes.
Are you interested in the AT&T phones?
No on the phones, no on the TV. Yes on the scanner. Yes on the printer, no on the lamps.
So we're talking about the five frames unbranded with the operating system of Microsoft Windows or XP, three of which are interoperable, two fax machines, one color scanner, one color printer, one HP all-in-one office jet printer. And do you want the you don't want the telephone with the voicemail?
In an abundance of caution, I would say yes, we would include that, rather than have to come back here and turn out to be essential.
All right, Mr. Joy, what's your pleasure? Do you want to have them come to your place, or do you want to bring them to Worcester, to the federal courthouse?
Which no objection whatsoever. You want them coming to the home and reaching it there. Obviously, there would be a third alternative, because obviously here's Mr. Laird's office, Mr. Neal's office, which is right up the street, 5 miles away.
What do you say to that?
I have plenty of extra room.
What do you say to that?
Your Honor, as long as the computer forensic people have a place where they can set up their electronic equipment, where they can operate it with some ease, we would have no objection.
How long do you expect the processing will take?
What I'm advised is with operable computers, it's a fairly simple process. With the inoperable computers, it is a more difficult process because they first have to figure out why they're not operating. It's just a matter of plugging them in. That's one thing that has something to do with having them crash. So they have to do some more deep forensic work. That's another matter.
Well, how long?
We were told it could take 2 days.
And that's like 2 days from 9 to 5, 10 to 6, I mean, so 2 8-hour days.
Yeah, when they lasted, with my involvement, it was 2 12-hour days. They just put people to sleep and ran it when they got what they wanted.
Mr. Heal, are you still willing to have your office used, considering that?
It would be fine. I have a separate room. It's empty right now. I'll just put it in.
Great, and it's got electrical service enough so that you can plug everything in.
Yeah, everything's set.
Mr. Joy?
This is a facilitator room. None of the three machines that are inoperable have ever been used for anything related to the Atlantic community for the three evening, et cetera. We're certainly happy to, as a matter of fact, that we simply dismantle the hard drives and and taken different documents and sold them. They purchased a lease at this point. Anyway, they were business machines. It was basically like owner through the various steps of the origination process and not related to my application. If they want them, they can certainly keep them themselves.
Well, I'm just concerned that there may be some privacy issues. That
oh, there are privacy issues. Right?
That's why they are. We're doing this under seal. Okay. When? What day do you want, Mr. Pucci?
In that regard, I thank Mr. Joy for his offer. I would ask that our experts be the ones that break down the computer equipment as its choice, rather than arrive at a broken down and have some issue arise. So, with that understanding,
well, whatever you do, we're going to follow this order because I want it done under seal, and then we will talk about what we're going to do, if anything, with it at a later point in time. What is what date, Mr. Heal? Let me start with you. What date would be good for you?
The last week this would be bad.
Okay. Mr. Duffy or Mr. Pucci, what day would be good for your expert?
Your Honor, if I could give him a week's notice, that would be, I'm sure, enough.
Mm-hmm. So how about, and I know it's a bad week, how about like the 19th and 20th, which is Monday, Tuesday next week, understanding that's Thanksgiving week?
I will make a call immediately after the conclusion of this hearing. If there's a problem, I'll notify the court and all the parties. But I don't think that's a problem.
All right. Well, I'm going to, and then Mr. Heal, how's that, those dates for you?
There will be something in the office.
Mr. Joy?
That's fine, Your Honor. I did notice in the response from Ms. Hayes that she was now talking about three different copies.
There's, as far as the order goes, as far as making your peace with me, I need to have one copy made under seal. That you all are square on, and then you can, at your own expense, have a copy made. And then if Mr. Pickle wanted one subject to your approval only, they could make a third for his. But that would not happen without your approval, because it's your information. And they would all remain under seal. Yours, you could go into yours, obviously.
Can you define for me what under seal means?
It means that it's going to be put in an envelope and it's going to be sealed and they're going to sign over it. I don't want anybody accessing it.
And where will it be retained?
I don't know. I haven't thought that out yet. Some place where you probably you can give it to the court and we can hold on to it. Yeah, we can do that. That makes sense.
I don't have any objection to that, but I guess the only question I would have is why the other two copies.
It would be for your purposes. If you didn't want it, you don't have to. And the other copy would be for Mr. Pickle. And if he didn't want it, actually, you know what? I think let's just make one copy for now. And then I'll have it and we can deal with it as needed.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Whatever you copy, I want it. I want.
They typically do a backup against the possibility that something would happen to.
As long as I get them both.
We seal everything.
Yeah.
But we need to do that.
Good. Okay. All right. So it's going to be the 19th and 20th. Now, if for some reason that those dates don't work, you need to communicate with each other. So that I don't want to get involved unless I absolutely have to. So I'm going to ask Mr. Duffy and Mr. Pucci to communicate with Mr. Joy and Mr. Heal, because he's kindly consented to let his office be used. Okay, now, that's that. What other issues do we have to talk about? Let me start with the plaintiffs first. Anything? All right. Mr. Joy, how about you?
I think I'm the satisfied with the spell of the M.
Where are you all on discovery?
not great fun.
Your Honor, we noted the depositions of Mr. Joy's bankruptcy state, any activity with respect to him. This morning, bankruptcy counsel has filed a motion for his relief from his automatic stay. If they're willing to waive the automatic stay, we could start scheduling right now if they're going to make us go through the process in bankruptcy court, make the process in bankruptcy court. We've put off Mr. Pickle's deposition because we think it makes more sense to wait until we find out the nature of e-discovery we're going to be allowed to do. Mm-hmm. We actually have access to that before we actually depose him, because there may be things disclosed by the e-discovery that would be fruitful inquiry during the deposition.
All right. Mr. Pickle, do you want to add anything?
I do have a concern, Your Honor, about, I just want to make sure this is clarified. Regarding the copies that they wanted to do of Mr. Joy's hard drive, Jerry Hayes, Attorney Hayes, said that they would make a copy on a device that they use for all such copying, and then it would be transferred to the plaintiff's expert servers, and on those servers they would make a backup. And that's why Mr. Joy was referring to three copies, one copy on the device and then two copies on their servers. And I just want to make sure that it's clarified sufficiently that all copies made would be given to the court and there would be no transfer to a server.
Is that everybody's understanding as well? Because it's mine. That's my understanding as well, Mr. Pickle, but thank you for clarifying that. Okay. Do you need anything else from me, or do you guys?
I need to clarify that. It's my understanding that it has to go to the computer forensics high speed server.
Yeah.
It has to, but what comes out of it will be sealed, including whatever goes into the server.
Right. Yeah.
But he has to be able to run it through that server in order to get the.
Yeah. In order to process the information or copy the information. Okay.
So, Your Honor, what will be done to ensure that whatever was on the server, transferred to the server, is then destroyed, so that there will only be destroyed to the point that even a computer forensics expert would not be able to recover anything. And so then all copies would indeed be under seal in the possession of the court and no one else.
That'll work for me. Okay, thank you, everybody. We're in recess.
Thank you.
Thank you.